Jerry Bader Show 920. All right, for this next topic, I will need the assistance of anyone who has been involved with Girl Scouts locally in Wisconsin, wherever you are. Or if you're a parent right now who has a girl involved in Girl Scouts. Either one. We're going to need your assistance on this. Is that you, Jason? It is. Your daughter is involved in Girl Scouts. She's, what do they call it at her age? You don't even know. So you are not involved. Well, no. But my wife was dialed in. By the way, my wife was very involved in Girl Scouts early in her life. Our older daughter was involved in Girl Scouts. So if you have a child involved and you're dialed in as to what's going on, if you, you know, if you're involved directly with a troop, we're going to want to hear from you in just a little bit. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Wisconsin State Journal posted a story yesterday that has been re-reported around the state, and I'm just going to say, I won't say it's been re-reported poorly, but there's a lot more information at the original Wisconsin State Journal story than there is at a lot of the re-reporting around the state. An effort by Pro-Life Wisconsin to get anti-abortion supporters to boycott Girl Scout cookies is part of a national campaign by anti-abortion groups called CookieCot 2014. In an email to supporters Monday, Pro-Life Wisconsin said that while some local troops' activities may be wholesome, sadly, Girl Scouts USA promotes radically anti-life women, such as Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger, as role models, regularly partners with pro-abortion groups like Planned Parenthood for educational activities, and encourages girls to fight for abortion on demand. The website CookieCot.com says the effort is being undertaken because of the Girl Scout organization's deep and lasting entanglement with abortion providers and abortion rights organizations, including praise for Texas legislator Wendy Davis and HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. The latter apparently refers to a Girl Scouts of the USA tweet that linked to a recent panel discussion on the website HuffPo Live of Influential Women of 2013. Davis was among the women mentioned. Sebelius was mentioned as an influential woman in another discussion linked to the Girl Scouts organization. Both women favor abortion rights. Is there anyone you would add to this list? Incredible ladies who should be Women of the Year for 2013. And then there's the tweet, Girl Scouts at Girl Scouts, December 18th, 2013. Girl Scouts organization later clarified it was not endorsing any particular woman or cause, just applauding the work of many accomplished women. Tuesday, National Girl Scout spokeswoman Kelly Parisi told the AP, the posts were meant to encourage people to get involved in discussions about the top newsmakers of 2013, which many people were referring to as the Year of Women. We think it is appropriate for us to encourage conversation about what makes a female leader, Parisi said. A statement on the Girl Scouts website says the organization does not have a relationship or partnership with Planned Parenthood. Christy Gibbs, a spokeswoman for the Badgerland Council, a regional body that provides Girl Scouting in South Central and Southwest Wisconsin, said the council has no programming related to Planned Parenthood. Sam Guzman, communications director for Pro-Life Wisconsin, said he was not aware of any Wisconsin Girl Scout troops collaborating with Planned Parenthood, but he directed a reporter to HonestGirlScouts.com, a site where Girl Scouts and troop leaders from across the country can post alleged examples of such. No examples were given for Wisconsin. In other states, individual Girl Scout troops are criticized for such things as exposing members to Planned Parenthood sex education curriculum. The National Girl Scouts organization said in a statement, it does not advocate one way or another with regard to what we perceive as private issues best handled by families. In other words, they're trying to stay neutral. That almost never works. Personal matters are just that, personal and private, and should be addressed accordingly. I will tell you that sounds like the pro-abortion position. On the other hand, I went to these websites. I didn't see anything, it seemed to me, where they tried to connect controversial pro-abortion people to the national organization, but didn't do a very good job. In its Monday message, Pro-Life Wisconsin told its supporters, they sent an email out, that approximately 15% of each box sold goes to the troop. The rest goes to the regional and national organizations of Girl Scouts USA. That's not true, Gibbs said. No portion of cookie proceeds goes to the National Girl Scouts organization. Of the $3.75 you pay for a box of cookies, the baker gets about $1.99. The girl who sold it gets a 12-cent reward. And the troop keeps 60 to 70 cents, depending on total sales volume. The rest, about $2, goes to the regional council to pay for programming costs. While the organization's 112 regional councils do not provide funding for the National Girl Scouts of the USA, that money comes from a portion of registration fees, Gibbs said. The cookie money is a distinct pot, she said. Told this, Peggy Hamill, Pro-Life Wisconsin State Director, said our concerns still stand. Money is fungible, she said. Regardless of whether it's actually the cookie money supporting the National Girl Scouts, we know that money goes from the regional councils to the national organization. Guzman said other pro-life groups have reported that the National Girl Scouts organization still benefits from cookie sales because it receives licensing fees for all of the boxes sold. He didn't know the details, and Gibbs said she could not speak to the issue. Pro-Life Wisconsin does not have dues-paying members but maintains a mailing list of 28,000 contacts. Guzman said Monday's item about the Girl Scout cookies was sent to about 3,600 people who have asked for weekly email updates for the organization. From what I have seen, I can't support Pro-Life Wisconsin on this. I have seen no evidence that here in Wisconsin, if you buy Girl Scout cookies, that any of your money is going to pro-abortion causes. As for the allegations, the larger allegations, that Girl Scouts of America has a relationship or a partnership with Planned Parenthood, I have not seen any evidence of that. Is it possible that local troops and local organizations have exposed girls to things that are pro-abortion in nature? It is possible. From what I have seen, and I went digging around quite a bit last night, I have not seen any evidence that would prompt me not to buy Girl Scout cookies because of this. If you're involved right now in any way, shape, or form, if you're directly involved or if you have a child involved and you want to disagree, I'd like to hear your evidence. Or if you'd like to agree with me, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Trudy on the road. Trudy, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry, how are you?
I'm all right.
I just heard a show on this yesterday, and they want to say that they're not tied in with Planned Parenthood, and it's really hard to find anywhere where they are. But what the show was saying yesterday is the Girl Scout Federation in America is actually tied in with a global organization. And I can't remember what it stands for, but it's called WAGS.
Yes, I saw that.
Planned Parenthood globally is claiming that they are tied in with WAGS, and WAGS puts on big pro-women's health events, and they totally promote abortion. And I believe they said they gave $1.5 million from the 3 million Girl Scouts in America to WAGS, and that was supposedly coming from, like, membership dues and stuff.
See, all of that still sounds pretty I don't know if that, if for want of a better term, I don't know if that's enough to convict.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
There was a website that they had links for things that the Girl Scouts, like, actually said themselves, and they put it all together if you want to follow.
Yeah,
like,
and I did.
I actually
went to those websites, and I thought, to me, I thought the evidence was rather flimsy. But here's the question. See, in this, and all of that is this, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Girl Scouts in Wisconsin, is any of the money going to go to Planned Parenthood? Two, have you seen anything from the Girl Scouts program in Wisconsin that you think promotes pro-abortion? 406-1360. 888-455-1360. It's 9:30. By the way, the more I learn, I suppose my mind could be changed on this. What I've seen so far, it all seems pretty loose and shadowy to me in terms of the allegations. It's 9:30.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.